and daf lamed amid beis in more or less in the middle of the omid tane de vei rabbi shmoel beni im poga boch menuvo se moshcheyu le beis hamedrash im even hu nemuach bim barzo hu mispeitzitz שנאמר לאיקאי דבורי כאיש נאום השם וכפטיש יפויצי צלע אם אבנו נימור שנאמר הוי כל צומי לחול המים ואימר אבונים שוחק ומים. We had mentioned from the Goyin that in Pogabach מנובו זה משחי לבי סמדרש all the נסיינס that the Eitzahore put on a person, you should be masking to these nishaynis, but betnai that will be in the Beis HaMedrash. If a person, let's say, has chemdas hamomen, so if he can win a prize, or chemdas hakovid, or if he's looking for a good shidduch, and if he'll get a good shem in the Beis HaMedrash, he has more chances for a good shidduch. Let him do all these things, moshcheyu, bring all these ritzaynis into the Beis HaMedrash. And but the Iker is, at the present time, he can't learn Lishmo. Emerson is a Mordecai Rambam in Sechta Sanhedrin, the Perik Yud, that says, Mordecai, one has to be Machanach HaTalmid, and he says from when they're small to when they get very big, you have to have some sort of motivation why to learn. And the Rambam says, even though this is very krum, this shouldn't be the reason, but a person is very fickle and very weak till he comes to the Akoras HaEmes, many years can pass by. So he should use all different tachbules, the tachbules tasa mulchome, that should give him motivation to learn. Moshcheihu lebeis hamedrash. Now the Gemara brings Psukim, so let's see what Rashi says. Menuvel za yeitza hore mizgare boch. There's a giriya yeitza. So in Basel hu mispoitzeitz shatoira ke'esh nimshalo ha'mefafeya es ha'Basel. So Rashi would seem that pipua and mispoitzeitz are all the same. And the raya is from Aloy Kaidvori Kaesh Niyom Hashem, and Eish is Mefafeya or Mefoitzitz Barzel. And if it's he's an Evan, so then Teir is a Koyach of Mayim of Avonim Shachaku Mayim. Before we see Toisvus, I'd like to mention a Pshat from Abitzel Kalchonon. Abitzel Kalchonon says, we know that there are two types of mazikim. There's an even, there's a barzel. Normally, an even is mazik, but it's not sakonas nefoshes. A barzel is a makas moves. Normally, a barzel is a makas moves. Zot Rabitzel Kolchonon, that the Gemara is telling us a mirdik ezach, and he says a yesod. He says, Chazal tell us that if a person was over on Chai V'Lav in the Esse, so Tshuva is Toilin Yom Kippur is Mechapa. If a person is over on Chai V'Krisis, so then you need Yisurim. That Tshuva Yom Kippur is not enough. So he says, Amor Diki Yisot, he says, Toire is equivalent to Yom Kippurim. What Yom Kippurim can accomplish, Toire can also accomplish. The Mamela, so he says, if a person did Averis, that's a Bechina of an Evan, that means it's not an Avera which is life-threatening, there's no Koris, there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim, there's no Mises Bezn, it's a Chai V'Lav V'Ese. So in Evan Hu Nimuach, so just like Tshuva Yom Kippurim, it's Mechapa completely, there's no remnants left over after Tshuva Yom Kippurim, so Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash with all your peklach of averus that you did, im even hu nimuach. Tshuva and Torah will disintegrate the laven, nothing is left over. What if in Baal Zohu? Some Baal Zohu mispoitzets, there's remnants left over. There's halokim, you need your surim already. That's what he says. That's what the Gemara wants to tell us. Then he asks Akasha, but he says, he has a different Gemara. The Gemara says, Kaloisit b'toyre, yisurim b'deyle mimenu. So vaystoy that toyre is a koyach afilu to be mechapor an chai v'krisis. Yisurim b'deyle mimenu. He doesn't need yisurim, he could avoid yisurim. And here it says, Mbarzel mispoitzit. So he says, Amoyredik is ach, and this stims moyredik with the goin. He says, that what toyre is mechapor, afilu an chai v'krisis, they won't need yisurim, that's toyre lishmo. So we can say one hisafa. Here the Goyin says we're talking about Torah Shalai Lishma. We're talking about the Moshchei Lebeis HaMedrash. I'm using the incentive of the Yetzirah to motivate me. So I'm learning because of COVID, because of money, because of Gaiva, whatever you want, that's what I'm learning. Torah Shalai Lishma, that says, Baal Zohu Mispoitzitz. But Al Kaponim, that's the Koyach of Torah Shalai Lishma. Now Rashi seemed to learn, so that the Rai is like the koyach of mispoitzitz is, we learn that from the pasuk because koy dvori ka'ish num Hashem, and the eish is mafoitzitz barzel. Let us see Taisvis. In barzel hum mispoitzitz, teime. Dokro mashme, Taisvis seemed to understand the Rai is okepatish yefoitzit selah. That's the Rai that barzel hum mispoitzitz. So, in fact, the pasuk is not saying that the barzel becomes mispoitzitz. The seller becomes mefoitzitz. The kro mashmish apatish mefoitzitz seller umishabo. It breaks up the seller. Not that the barzel becomes mispoitzitz. V'chein koshe bepeirik dinei momenitz. The koma mapatish mischalek lekama nitzoitzitz. Av divrei teire mischalek lekama taimim. So again, we see that it's going on the patish becomes, just like it says in Agama Barzul Mispoitzit, the patish becomes mischalik. So it's not like the pasuk. The pasuk says patish yefoitzit tzela, not that the patish becomes mispoitzit. So you have a problem there also. V'sham goris Rashbam mechalik. Ma'apatesh mechalek. So it's going on the seller. So that's good. It's going, kama taimim, just like a patish can break up a seller into many chalokim, so Torah also is many chalokim. So there we're going on the seller attack, and that mischalek mechalek. Legoris mischalek. V'yei shegoris kan, im barzel hu mefafeya. In pipui is not mispoitzitz. V'im seller hu mispoitzitz. So forget, shenem aloi koi dvori ka'ish, and the eish is mafafeya barzo, uchepatish yefoitzit selo, she'ish mafafeya barzo, vabatish mefoitzit sesasel. So that's a very good girsa, that's on Rashi's girsa. But when it time meforish, shahasela mishaber es ha-barzo. In barzo, who mispoitzit is going take that kepatish mefoitzit selo, that the seller is mefoitzitz, it shatters the patish. Bochikama, uche patish yefoitzitz, mikoyach seller. The seller will be mefoitzitz, the patish. Kedoma bemedrish. Now where do we see such a phenomenon that a seller is mefoitzitz a patish? Kama bemedrish, maise beechot shalokach san pirinun leboitkoi. That a person wanted to be boidik san perinum, which is a very strong stone. Nosne elastan vehika bekonis nishba hakonis venechlek asdan van san perinum loizos mimkoimai. So we see that faker that the sela is mefoitzitz the patish. So that's pshat in barzohum is poitzitz through the sela. So I thought of perhaps it could be mamtik the Rabbeinu Tam a little, and then I had a shtikul hor. Rashi says in Chumash, psolecho, so Rashi says, hero machtsev san perinum. So the luchis were made of San Perino. So that could very well be the Sela is going, if the Yetzirah is the Barzel, so what's the Sela? The Sela could be the Luchis, which was San Perino. So just like a Sela is Shaver, a Barzel, so the Luchis will be Shaver, the Yetzirah, that's Koshik and Barzel. That's, perhaps that would, that's the Sela, that is the Sela that is Mefoitzitz the Barzel. But then I got a little stuck, how do we tackle him Shadim Pesolacho? That means if the Rabbeinu Tam is telling us that a Barzel is not Bekoyach to break up a Sela, no, it works the other way around, so what materials did Moshe Rabbeinu use to make a Pesolacho? Basically. Okay, there was a mitzvah sebekach, the about kaponim, it's lasiya isha. Now it says that there's a chiyuv on a father to marry off his children. Minala d'chsiv k'chu noshim v'heilidu bonim u'bonis. Now this first tzivoy is said to a bocha, you should get married. Then the second tzivui is said, ukhu livneichem noshim. And then this is said to a father, take noshim for your sons. Ves b'neiseichem tnu la noshim. And your daughters you should give la noshim. Fakti gemore, bishloime b'noi b'yodoi. Elo b'itoi b'yodoi hi. So what's the kasha? So Rashi says in Ksubit, Rashi says as follows, and the Maral says this here also by us. Rashi says, Bishlam ibnei biyode levakish loy isha, shedalka ishalish lachzer acha isha. That's the shteger. The shteger is that a man looks for a wife. That means that's not the shteg. You don't look around the derech olam ki yikach ish isha. Derech ish lach zerach isha. So the father can't start looking around for husbands. That's not the derech olam. So his daughter has to be on the market. So how do you get her on the market? That's the problem. So the Gemara says, so you know how you do it. Nitin lo midi. Adepts the Rishash is a little a clearer detail over here. Niten la midi v'nil b'shaya unechasaya. So give her something and dress her well and cover her well. V'nil b'shaya unechasaya ki heichi dekovtzi ala inchi. That she should be on the market. She should be kovtzi ala inchi. So that's mother say pshat. That's b'nei seichem tenu, give anadim b'nei seichem tenu, and that'll come about that la noshim that la noshim will want her b'kovtzi ala inshi lelamdai umnes. Now there's a chiv on the father lelamdai umnes minola. How do we know this? Oma cheskiye da oma kro re'ei chayim im isha asher ahavto. So chayim is going on panose. So this is going just like a father is mechuyev to see that his son should have an isha. So re'ei chayim im isha. She sees should have chiyus panose together. That means so the Torah was makish. Pasuk was makish, panose to an isha. So now the Gemara says we have two mahalchim in this pasuk. In isha mamish, see, if isha means a wife, is kishem shechayv lasiya isha kachayv lalam deyumnes. So this is the tzivui to the father. In toirehi, if the isha is going on toire, isha's chayil is going on. Isha chayil is gematria memches. Teresh and Nitzus by Memchaz Dvorim. In Teire, Keshem Shechayev Lalamdei Teire, Kachayev Lalamdei Umnes. So a father's Mechuyev, does a Hekish, Chaim to Isha, whatever Isha means, that's what which is mutal al oviv to see that the son should have. So rechaim imisha. What does Rashi say? He could bring about that men would want to marry a dumb husband. How does he get that men should want to marry her? Together with Anisha. Makish umnes leisha. Imisha amakan isha mamishi. Keshem shamatzinu shachay bodom lesiye isha. Kachay. And if isha means teire, so mamela. So then it's going on teire. I'd like to mention, as follows. There's a Marsha. Marsha says, Marsha says as follows. The Bain Hisiya Isha, that means we are speaking about that we're speaking about the obligations that a father has to a son. So he has an obligation. He also has an obligation to marry him off. He has an obligation to teach him Torah. He also has obligation to teach him anumnes. So the Masha says as follows: the bain hisiya isha, bain limdei Torah. Whatever the father is doing for a son, he married him off. He taught him Torah, tzarech l'umnes, but he needs a panose. Whatever it is, he needs a panose. They ain't seimchem al anes. He can't be seimach an anes. So the whole Torah shen ima malacha seifa b'teila. So that means, so he's teaching him Torah, but reichayim imisha, he should have a panose also. That's what the Masha says. So it's very good, akaponim, in the flow of the Gemara, whatever Isha is, Ra'ei Chayim im Isha. The Meiri brings down 2 days. One day the Meiri says, Kol shalimdei teire, ein tzorech lalamdei umnes acheres. You don't have to teach him. If you're teaching him teire, that's enough. She yesh teire, yesh kemach. If there's teire, there's kemach. Main Torah and Kemach, but this Torah, this Kemach, will elaborate a little on this. V'limo Torah v'umnes litzdodim nishnu. That means reichayim emisha. So if isha means aisha, so then teach him together with this anumnes. He's married, so yes. If isha means Torah, so we're makish just like you mechuyev to teach him Torah, mechuyev to teach him umnes. If he's not learning, that says yeah. Then he says like the Masha. So there's a Yavitz, a Gos Yavitz in Ovis. The Yavitz asks Akasha, Astire in 2 Gemaras. Here it says Ovav Chayev Lalamdei Umnes. That's what it says. Tana, you are Chayev Lalamdei Umnes. Mesechtes Kedushin ends with Rav Nohiroi. Rav Nehroi said, Meiniach ani kol umni yesheba oilom, ve'eini melamed es b'ni elo teire. I only teach my son teire. Frek the Yavids. Machlekes says this, but it's a very modern Machlekes here, and that Lamed Amed Beis, it says Melam Dayumnes, and at the end of the Kedushin, Rav Nehroi says, Eini Melam Dayumnes, elo teire. So the Yavid says as follows, El Sava Rab Nohiroi Shelimud Atayri Gam Kenumnes. That's also a job. Limud Atayri is anumnes. You have to teach him anumnes. But who says anumnes means a plumber or an electrician? This is also anumnes. Hamefarne Slaadim Benaruse Beziknusa. He gets panosa from this. How does he get panosa? Shepanososoi Mitsuye Tomid Aidei Hamarzik Beitzachayim. He has panosa through the machzik be'itzachayim. I'd like to elaborate one likud. He says it's a very interesting lashon. Machzik be'itzachayim. There's a boredik avot from the Beis David, from David Tevel. I think he brings it from Abchaim Beloshana.
And David Tevel says as follows. He says, the Pasuk says, Eitzchaim ila machzikim bav samcheh meyusha. So he says, there's two types of machzikei Torah. There's one machzik Torah that he brings the Tana de Velio. A person was drowning in a river, in an ocean, and all of a sudden he sees a tree, so he holds on to the tree for dear life. That's a type saying that's Eitz Chaim he lemachzikim bo. He's holding on for his chiyus. That is his chiyus. There's another person. The other person is a taimach de'araisa. I'm a Torah supporter. That means nebuch. Torah doesn't. It's legal learning. So I'll support Torah. But it's a different concept. It's a different perspective. He's supporting Torah, and the first one is being supported through the Torah. So he says, "I'm moir de kabot." He says, "It matters how you judge Torah. That's what you derive from Torah. If a person looks at Torah, that's his chiyus. That's I can't learn. I'm busy. I have to work. But that's my ruchnis. That's my only ruchnis. So let me support Torah. That's my chiyus. For him, it's takan Eitzchaim." It's a tchaimi lamachzikim, but a person who looks at it, it's nebuch, it's a rachmonis, and does, it's mo'usho, it's a fine thing, but it's not that darge of a tchaim. So dachzichmer, that is what, that's dachzichmer, the lotion of the yaivitz. The yaivitz is saying, upanososei mitzuye tomid aidei hamachzik be'etz achayim, there are people that Shimon Achi Azariah used to support him, Yisachar and Zebulun. I mean, so that's a gavulche. There's a moiridikir sam seifer. But speaking about arzokas haTorah, there's a moiridikir sam seifer. The sam seifer says he brings a sefri. Smach zvulen betzaisecha viyisocher biyoyolecha. So the sefri says smach zvulen betzaisecha betzaisecha min ha'ilam. When you leave this world, smach zvulen betzaisecha. So the ilikir sam seifer. As follows. He says, the zvulin on this world, it's a good thing, a nice thing, a proper thing, but he doesn't begin to realize what an investment he really made, what he was koine with his money. He can't begin to imagine what he was eichet to. Smach zvulin b'tzeisech, but when he leaves this world and he sees such an investment I made for money, I got this, then he's molei simcha. And this world, he doesn't really, it's good, it's nice, but the simcha, which is rightful for him to have, he'll only get the simcha b'tzeisech. Then it says, amur dikishar favot. Smach yisocha, when is boyolecha. And this world, yisocha, and he's noyol teire, he doesn't have to go out to the business world, he's sitting and learning. Oh, amur dik, this is alive, this is, he's enjoying, he's hiding. When he leaves this world and he comes again about me, say, no, we were shifting. Half goes to him. Oy vey! Then the simcha diminishes. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. But al kaponim, so he taines, it's an umnis. The Yavit says it's an umnis. I'd like to mention one more mahalach. Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Mamorim says as follows. V'limud umnis kedei lehisparnes. A person is learning a profession in order for panosa. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to learn. Umehai taima poiskin b'shabes alatinik lalamde umnis tava b'chlal chefze shamayim. I want my son to be a plumber, so it's Shabbos. Nitin Shabbos geret. I go over to this plumber, to this electrician. You need an apprentice, whatever it is. Starting tomorrow, in Shabbos Geret, this is a mitzvah, this is Chetzei Shemayim. I want my son to have a panos, I want my son to know something, this is a mitzvah. He brings a Gemara in Makis, Shulya the Nagri, also a Talmud of a carpenter, Chiyusei Delomdei, Vavzu mitzvah, this is a mitzvah. So what's with Rav Nahiroi? So that's chayv lolam dayumnis. It's a mitzvah. It's not. This is from the chiyuvia of alaben. So he says, Rav Neiroi is speaking about Imroya Odom Bivnoi Shenavshoi Choshka Betoire V'muchshali is Godol Betoire. So then Meniach Ani is Kolumne V'ein Melamides B'ni. That means he knew that his son has potentials to be a Godol Betoire, and Klal Yisrael needs Gedoyle Toire. So then that's Rav Neiroi in our Mishnah speaking about two types of children. Someone who is mukhshar to be a godel b'teire, so then maniach mekolum neshaboylam. If he's not mukhshar for that, it's chayv lalam dayumnes. If I'm not mistaken, I think I once said Rabbi Yankov Zachen Baruch learned bookkeeping, that he should have an umnes at this azoy. I think azoy dachs of me. Let's go further. V'yesh oimrim af lashitoy beno. My time, chiyusayu. This is, yes to know, if he'll be in a sakon, he should know how to swim. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, ko sha'inai melamde umnes, melamde listeis. If a person doesn't teach his son umnes, so he's teaching him to be a robber. Like the Gemara listeis al kedaitach, he's not giving him a course in robbery. I mean, he's a sheva al tas, he's not teaching him those. Ela ke'ilu melam de listis. No, pshatis is putting him in a matzev that he'll be a nitzrach, and he doesn't have an oifen how to support himself. So putting him in such a matzev, my yasa ben shalayechta, so he'll become a listim. My benayu. So what is the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? He ke benayu da agmare iske. He taught him business, not a profession. Taught in business how to buying and selling. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mai benayu mai ko moisef Rabbi Yehuda iske im limda ischoire. He taught him how to be a businessman. He taught him the tricks of business. Letane kame hare limda chayim. So he taught him. He taught him that's chayim. He is a panosa. Rabbi Yehuda the osi letaima, he's giving a reason, kakol eina malamde umnes, he's giving a reason, gilam malamde listis, umnes davke. Did kama pa'omim she'ein loy be'me lase schoire, va'oimed umelastim. That means schoire is dependent, business is dependent very much on the economy. If a business is good, if business is not good, it depends on. So schoire is not a foolproof oifen panosa to be a soiche. If he has, if he's a plumber, if he's an electrician, if thus, a mamela, this is something that which is needed at all times. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kol mitzvas ha'ov alabein. It says, kol mitzvas ha'ov alabein. So it says, echod noshim, ואחד אנושים, חומיץ על הבן, אחד אנושים ואחד נושים עליו. חומיץ וסעוב על הבן. So the Gemara says, מי כל מיץ וסעוב על הבן? אילי מכל מיץ בוסו דמחייב אבא למבד לברי. If it means all mitzvahs that a father is obligated to do for his son, so it says, אחד אנושים ונושים חיובס, Noshim chayovis, the obligations what a father has for a son, women are chayit. Vosanye ha'ov chayit b'bnei l'moiloi, v'livdoisoi, oviv en himiloi. The mother is not obligated to make a bris, to make a pidyin ha'ben. Omar Rav Yehuda, ochi koma, kol mitzvis ha'ov amutolis al ha'ben lasais, lo'oviv. Mitzvahs ha'ov al ha'ben is not the mitzvahs what the father has to do for his son. It's the mitzvahs what the son is obligated. Kol mitzvahs ha'ov al ha'ben, the mitzvahs what the son has to do for the father. The obligation what the son has for the father is echod anoshim ve'echod noshim chayovim. So here, the obligations that a child has to a parent is, there's no difference between men or women. Tanina lohada ton rabbono. So this is a raya to a baraisa that we had learned. Ish ein li ela ish. It says, ish aviv ve'imai tiro. Ish ein li ela ish. So it seems the mitzvah of Moira is only by an ish. Ish aminayim, shu'aymar tiro, harei kan shnayim. So it's going on too. So the tiro is marbe noshim also. Noshim are also mechuyiv in yire. In kein matamud loimeish. So mamanashich, we're ending up with a loshin rabim. So why does it say ish? Ish sipik biyodai lasis. Isha in sipik biyodai lasis. A son has always the capabilities of being mekayim tiro all times. A woman does not at all times have this capability of tiro. Im neishe reshus acherem olel. Omar avidi barov in omar av nisgarsha. What happens if she became nisgarish? Shneim shoven. Then both of them are equal. Now, there are a few ways to understand this Gemara. Before we look in Rashi and Tosfos, I'd like to say over a Mahalach. The Maral says, the Be'er Basada says, Ala Teire. In the Pashtis, we are not speaking about Kibbut of, not speaking about Kibbut, we're speaking about Moira. So when we're speaking about Moira, so then the whole thing gets very difficult already. So what's been the layeshibim kaimai layister as dvorov? So why did a married woman also is not allowed to sit bimokim? That's moira. Layister as dvorov, you're wrong. I mean, it's not to say that. I mean, so why do we say that Isha is ain sipik biyode lasis? If we'll be speaking about kovet, so then it's good. Kovet is machiloi, mashkeyot, she's machabed, she's meshamesh her father. So then we'll understand that, in Sibit Biodilasis, we'll see in Tosfos, but she can't be with her father, she's meshabet her husband, so then we understand. But in Moira, we have a problem. So, the Maral says, and the Be'er Basada says it much more stronger, the Maral says there's two types of moire. There's one moire that's sipik biyada lasis. I mean, leshayshabim kaimai. That's 100% true. That moire is sipik biyada at all times. There's another moire that is not sipik biyada lasis. They say two cases. Moire de kizach, moire de kechidish. The Be'er Basada says a father told her, "I don't want you to do this." And normally, if a father tells a son, "I don't want you to do this," the son is mechuyev to listen, not als kibbut. Kibbut is his mahanim, als moire. This falls into the category of the yister as dvarav. Not the yister as dvarav is not only you're wrong; it's not like that. The yister as dvarav, the father tells, "I don't want you to do this." Als moire is not allowed to do it. And a husband tells her, "I want you to do this. But listen to your father. You're married. I want you to do this." So, or the other way around. That the father said, I want you to do this. I want you to come to me for Pesach. I want you to be." And the husband says, "No, I don't want to go to my shmer. Will Papa say that at home?" So he says, in these two cases, this is a case of Moira. This is a case of Moira. The father wants this. This is not kibbutz. This is Moira. And Rishus Baila Aleo. Ein Isha Ksheira Loisa Ritzain Baila. That she's Meshubet to do Ritzain Baila. Which is a Moira de Kezach. That we have to know. It seems this is a Deraisa de Kezach over here. Because we're speaking about the Eraisas. Tosfos mentions this problem. It seems That's from the obligations from a wife to a husband to be oiser itzain bailo. That is what the Gos Maimini there's a Gos Maimini in Hilchos Ishus Tesvov Halacha Chof וכאן אמרו אין לך כשר בנושים אלא אישה שאיסה רצוין בילה. And the Rambam says, "Vatase kol maiseh al piv." Whatever she does, it should be what he says. V'yia be'eineho kisar emelech. And it seems that is a deraisa de kishibut. That there's another side of the coin. That used to be mechab de yosim migufa. But that's not negayah de sugya. That is negayah to be a good husband. But al kaponim. But there is such a loch of oisa ritzoin baila. Which seems, it's a mirad kizach, that's what the Be'er Basoda says. So if it's sipik biyodo, but it's a mirad kizach, between you and me, tachsach mir, the Gemara is saying, it says, ish tiro, which is stiridik. Ish means only a man, tiro means both of you. So, the Gemara, tachsach mir is saying, by ein sipik biyodo, a husband says, don't go for Pesach, and the father said, I want you to come for Pesach. So what is Pshat? So we could learn Pshat. I'm anonymous. Pati, what should I do? I'm married. I have to listen to my husband. But I think the Gemara is telling us it's not only that she's anonymous. I mean, a person who's anonymous, she's potter from Meira. The Torah said, Ish, you are not Mechuyev and Meira. Don't feel bad. You're potter from Meira. You're Mechuyev to listen to your father. The Torah, that's what the Torah said, Ish. The Torah said, Ish, with a cheshbon. The Ish is Mechuyev and you're not Mechuyev. Not give up to, you're Mechuyev and you're anonymous. I have to eat matzen and I don't have matzahs around. I came late, there's no more matzahs to be found. They're tashkiyim mechuyiv, and matzahs are anonymous. Here, pshadish, you're not mechuyiv. So with this we can understand, bachsachmir, the Gemara says later that nisgarsha shneim shav. A husband gave her a get, and she got the yearly phone call from a father, I want you this Pesach to be by me. So it says yes. I'm coming to Pesach with all the 10 kids. This garsha, I'm coming. So what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is, I mean, why not? The chiddush is because she was already potter from this. That's some, if she'd be an onus, she never was potter. I wouldn't need a posik to tell me if a person for 10 years he couldn't get shmura matzah, he lived in Russia, and now finally he moved to America, shmura matzah, he's mechuyiv in shmura matzah now. You're mechuyiv the last 10 years also. You couldn't, you're an onus. And now for shteitzer, you can buy shmura matzah. Here, Dachsimed is a chiddush of it. She was taking a potter from the mitzvah. The first 10 years, she tells her father, I'm not mechuyiv to listen to you. I'm not mechuyiv. Ish. There's no chiyuv moir on me if it's against my husband's will. So the chiddush is by nisgarsha. You don't say, well, you got gepatet already from this mitzvah, so now you put her ready. So she hadn't gone to her father's seder for the last 20 years. Now to go. No, now you mechuyiv to go. The chiyuv becomes chayzev aniyah. Let us see what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? A husband can do this. Shein moiche biyodai. Shein moiche biyodai. Rishus acherim bailo. Nisgar shami bailo arei ko'acheo. Now she's also like a brother. B'mitzvah's kibbut. So we see from Rashi, not the way we had said, Rashi jumped in with kibbut. So Rashi would seem that it's interchangeable, or to say you learn out, because that's a big problem. That what we said from the Maral and the Be'er Basoda is not a davar muskim, that to listen to a tzivui of a father falls into the gather of moire. Others learn pshat la yister es dvorov, don't be a mechutzef. Don't be a mechutzef, he told you, this is right, you're wrong. That is also the Yeshivim Koimai. That's all together of Moira. But behind his back, he doesn't know about it. Could be there's no Isser of Moira. According to the Be'er Masod and the Ma'al, this is Moira. The father said something, you're Mechuyim to listen to Tzivui. The father won't know about it. Mechuyim listen to the Tzivui. But, so this is not Poshit. So Rashi seemed to say it's going a Kibbut. So we learn out Kibbut from Moira. Let us see Taisvis. Taisus also seems to say like this. Sheyesh rishus acherim oleho. Taisus also seemed to learn about kibbutz. So Taisus said, "Va'ava gav the ma'isi yodel la'bayla mid'rabbonim ba'alma." So Taisus, why mina teiras oshus achem olah? What did that mean? She has to work for husband. That's at the rabbonim. So father, so Taisus dachsem is asking on kibbutz. The father asked her, "Rebbe Tzinaban, you to cook a meal for me." So she's not busy working for my husband. No, I'm sorry. This that mina teiras, there's no such concept. So memela. So why is that's how Taisus understood. Taisus seems Taisus learned speaking about kibbutz, and we come up in any mitzuya eitzel avia ala eitzel baila. So Taisus, that's the my misoda seems to learn shat in Taisus, but there's a shibud for issues for tashmish la baila. Now if they live in Detroit and the father lives in Muncie, so he wants her to cook for him. I mean, she's mishubit to her husband, not for the working, but she's mishubit to be with her husband. And being with her husband makes her not capable of cooking for her father. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon. Nema kabeid es avicha ve'es imecha. Ve'nema kabeid es Hashem ma'imcha. So it's Moiradik. We're speaking about Kvoit Shamayim. We're speaking about Kibbutz Av Ve'Em. And the same Lashon that is said by avicha ve'imecha is said by the Rabbeinu Shlom. Hishva hakosav kibbutz av ve'em l'kvod ha'mokim. We have the same lashon. The Torah compared these two. Ne'emar ish imoy va'oviv tiro. This is a mitzvah of yire. Ne'emar es Hashem alekecha tiro va'yisay sabay. Hishva also the same lashon. Hishva hakosav moiras ov l'moiras ha'mokim. Nema mekalal ovi v'imoi mois yumas, v'nema ish ishki ekalal oiko v'nosa chetoi. Also, it's the same lashon. Yishva kosov bichas oveim lebichas amokim. The Torah compared kilolas oveim to kilolas amokim. Avo bako badai yevshem. By hako, it doesn't say the same lashon, but it is always because it passed the concept of hako by Kabiocha by the Rabbi Dishlo. V'chein b'din, and now the Gemara says we can understand this. Why the Hishva? Sheshloshtam shutfim boy. All three are shutfim. All three are shutfim. So what does Rashi say? Let's see what Rashi says. Vaday b'ko yevsha, lakisha, sheinako klapi mailo. The whole concept of b'ko is not applicable. V'chein b'din, sheyukshu, לקיבוץ ומוירה על הבן שריאף אין שוטפן למוקים בוי. They together with the Rebbeinu Shalom brought him in this world. So Memele, it was a joint effort from the parents and the Rebbeinu Shalom. So therefore, all those in that brought about his creation have a similar schusim or chshivism. Shloisha shutfen hain, meforish bebraise, meseches nide ish mazriya loiven sheboi, isha mazras oidem sheboi, hakadosh baruch hu nefeach bei neshome, mara ayin, shmiyas oizem vedibo. This is from the Rabbeinu Shlom. These are the shloisha shutfen. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbana, shloisha shutfen hain ba'odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'oviv ve'imai. The Ben Yehuda wants to say if it could be in the word Adam is merumez the Shalei Shutfen. The Aleph is Yechidai Shaloilam, Echad Mi Yedeya, so that's going on the Rabbeinu Shaloilam. In Dalet Mem is 44, so that's Gematria of Ein. It's also 44. So Memela, so Shloisha, but Adam, you can see in the word Adam, you can see the Shloisha Shutfen. That's in the Morales, the saying the oath, the word Ben, is a segel underneath the Ben, because there's three Shutfen in the Ben, of Ivime, Akadish Baruch. Yeah, Akadish Baruch, Va'ovi Ve'imai. Now, the Gemara says, Bizman sha'odam mechabit es ovi ves imai. the person is mechabed his parents. Oma kadosh baruch hu mala ani aleihem keilu darti beineihem, keilu I was living together with them, v'chibduni, and they were mechabed me also. Now, what is pshat in this? I saw the Hamakna says pshat. I think this is what he says. And then the Tzongas Bemison Amir de Kechidish. The Hamakna brings down Gemara and Broches, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, asked Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai for a broche. So what was the broche gave them? Yirotzin she'moyre shemayim k'moyre boso benom. That's it? He says, halavai. A person, someone else is watching him, he's careful what he's doing. No one's around. Shkefelach. So Mamela, so Alavai, it should be like a Meir Abos of Adam. Zukta Makne. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is telling us facts of life. If someone, I see with my own eyes that someone is watching me, someone is noticing what I'm doing, I know I'm doing wrong, and someone is noticing what I'm doing, I'm embarrassed to do it. Embarrassed to do it. Masha ain't came, if no one is watching me, so the embarrassment falls off. So he said it should be Meir Shemaim ke Meir Abos of Adam. So he says Pshat Nagamor as follows. That Zicha, when if a person would be Zicha to see the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and that was, he says, by Maim Bet Har Sinai, the Meir was Meir, there was a Chagote, there was whatever ata a noiv movadi, what they witnessed b'shas matan teire, that was meiradik, meiradik impression on them. After matan teire, then we went back already to, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu remained the same, but others. So, and the emissen, this is between you and me. This is a shtikol teretz that a person has. Rabbeinu shloim. Most of them I see, so it's easier to overcome the nishaynis. The Rabbeinu Shlom I don't see, and there's nishaynis alechduch. So the Gemara says as follows: Bizman sha'odam mechabed es aviv es imay. You see your parents, and you're acting properly with your parents. You see them, and you're being mechabed them. So the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Male ani aleihem. So there was a hekesh. It says kabedes Hashem, kabedes avicha. So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, which is amir de kizach, male. Since I see from you, I see my parents, and I act properly the way I should act to my parents. So zuk the Rabbeinu Shloim, male ani aleichem ki ilu darti. I see for whatever you see. You act properly. So mala ani aleichem ki ilu I was there also, ki ilu you saw me, and you also acted properly. And you didn't see, so you are unable to see, but I see that your teretz is a good teretz, Rabbeinu Shlom. I couldn't see it, and the Nisayon was too big. But I see from your actions that what you do see, what you do feel, you take act properly. So mala ani aleichem ki ilu dartem, ki ilu darti beineihem, is ki ilu I was there also, I was living with them, and you noticed me. The kibduni, so the covet, which would zicha be in existence, if you would see the Rabbeinu Shloim, so it's mala ani aleichem, you're coming, that there was a proper cover to the Rabbeinu Shlom. Even Lamaisa was non-existent, it was not existent, because I didn't see the Rabbeinu Shlom. But the pasuk is mala, that's the huk shekavaydam, whatever you're doing to your parents that you see, so I'm mala like you did to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Because you would have done it if you would have seen it. Tanya Rebbe Yoyme, Goloi v'yodua lifnei mi sh'oma v'hoyo ilom, Sheben mechabed es imay yoisa me'oviv. Now, kibud is machiloi, mashkeyoi. That means kibud is to be mahane them. So the nature of a child is he feels it's easier for him to be mechabed his mother than the father. Mibnei shemed meshadaltoi bedvarim. She's the one that's hat es reich, ich sage, mich hat alte, im Vater äußere, ich kide mit Hageminon, wach ihr Vater, rei ihr Schadl. That means she is always talking to him and convincing him that, so he has a netiyah to her more. Lefichach, higdem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibud of lekibudem. So that's what the Torah said, that you should go against your grain, and al kaponim, the kibud of the of, should be equivalent to the kibud of them. V'goli v'yidu lefnei misha'om avaho yo'ilom, sheben misyore me'oviv, yaisa me'imoy. The yireh of a father is greater than of a mother. Moshe has a very interesting reason. Mevnei shemalamdoi Torah. So the Yinyakev says, so why does that bring about yireh? Moire rabach ke moire shemaim. Torah demands awe. So memele, so therefore, the malamdoi Torah alone brings about awe from the father. Someone wanted to say that Malamdei Torah is lav davke limud ha-Torah. Malamdei Torah means hadroche. The father is demands from the son. That's his job, to guide the son. So he's always guiding him and telling him what to do. He's the teveya. So the mother's not a teveya. That's my husband's business. I just make sure that God, Rav Dessler writes in Michtav Melio, he writes when he was a young boy, so they used to wake up Leil Shabbos, they used to go to sleep early and wake up after Chatzos and go to the Beis Medrash and learn. He used to go with his father to learn. Whoever woke up and went to learn, his mother made cookies and cakes. That was under condition. So he learned with his father the cookies he got from the mother. I mean, the incentive was from the mother. So that's the mishadaltai. He said it was the cookies that made him go. That was for sure. The father's malamdei Torah. So, but the moire, it seems, is naturally is more towards the father than towards the mother. That's the father's chiyuv and obligation. So therefore the Torah said, Lafika chigdem HaKadosh Baruch Hu moireim lemoireov. What does Rashi say? Let us see the Tap Rashi, the Tap Tosfos, I mean, Kabit is Hashem Mahoinecha, Mahoincha. Pirishalmi Deirish Mahoincha, K'moy mechoynecho, what the Rabbi Nishlam was choynin you to possess. So shteit Yerushalmi, mashme shehikpid HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kibado ve'eim, yoyse mikvoidoi. Shebechvoidoi hu oimer kabedes Hashem mechoyncho. Tahaynu mechoyncho. The mashmi mimashe chanancha. You should give the Rabbi Nishloilam from what the Rabbi Nishloilam blessed you with. Klaima. Im yesh loy momen, if he has momen chayev, then he's mechuy. Bibla, he doesn't have money. He's potter. He's not mechuyev to be shoyel ala psochim in order to have money. If there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, if he has, he has. There's a mitzvah of esrik, he has, he has. There are only certain mitzvahs that are shayel on a psochim, balat kaisis, and chanukah, but like this, there's no chiv to be shayel on a psochim. If I don't have money, I don't have, finish, I can't afford it. But kibedov, ve'em ne'ma, kabed esavicha ve'seimecha, no conditions. The mashma ben sheyesh le'momin, ben she'ein lo. Ve'heche the lesser, so what does he do? If he doesn't have any money, chayev las al apsochim lozayin es ovi vesimoy, he's mechuyev to shaf money for them in order they should have the mezaynis. Toni tane kamei d'Rav Nachman. Bizman she'odo metzayer es ovi vesimoy, when a person is metzayer ovi vesimoy, they're in front of this tachsamer, we can explain, we mentioned before the amakne. He sees his parents, and he ignores his obligation to his parents, and he's mitzayah them. Ama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yofa Asisi Shelo Idarti Beinayim, that I was not Nizgala together with them. I don't live together with them in this world. Shemole Idarti Beinayim Tziaruni. That means if I would be together with them, they would be Mitzayami. He would be Itziar, they would be Mitzayami. So Dachsar Meri means to say that the person will not have a Taina to the Rebbeinu Shalom, well, I didn't see you, so Memele was too big of an Nisayin. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, look, what your parents you did see, just like you weren't Mekayim, the Kibbut, that you were able to see to them, so it's Ki'il, so you don't have a Teretz already that you were Mitzayim me because you didn't see me, that is no Teretz. Omar Rav Yitzchak Eloi v'Ravei Rebbe Seiser Kilu Doichik Raglei Shchine. Ravei Rebbe Seiser means that he's doing it because no one's watching him. So he's pushing away the Raglei Shchine. The Shchine is over here, and by ignoring that the Shchine is here, Shnei Mokeim Hashem Hashemayim Kisi Boretz Hadoim Ragloi the Rabbi Nishom Dashgoches Hashem Einu Mishayt Teispachol Oretz, and your actions show that no one's here, no one is watching. Omar Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, Osa lo'odam shalach ha'ba'amis b'koyim ezekufa, to go stand up straight, shenema ha'maloich ha'loretz keboidoi, you're standing in front of the Rabbi Nishalaylam, so memele, so one should act with such respect and with a little hachno, not to be a koyim ezekufa. Ravune b'reide Rabbi Yishu Leimazki arba amis begili haroish. Rabbi Yehuna b'Rei Yeshu would not walk for amis without covering his head. Ama shchina lemaila miroishi. The shchina is over me. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ba'oret adoim raglaim, ba'oiva b'seisa oima, ein amokim kan. That he's doing it, no one is watching me. Lefikoch, hu nista loimar ein yedeya. No one's here, that's why I don't see anybody. So he doesn't know about it. So he's pushing away the anhoge, the ashgoch of the Rebbein Shalom. He's making the raglaim. The Rebbein Shalom is in the heavens. He's not over here. Loima ain't come. He's not here. So I don't have to, what to worry about. Just let's see the next Tosfos. Kol oiver aveir b'seisik iladechik ragla yishchine aino demotzi kayif liyitzrach nmuchach b'perik sheini dechagig. The Gemara says if a person sees that Yitzrach is gaber olov, he should go to someplace else and yulba shchoyrem v'chasa b'shchoyrem and sheyasa ma'ashali b'chofet. So the Gemara says, what's happening this here? It says, person who's oiva aveira b'seisa, kiladoichik chagla yishchina. So the Gemara says, that matters what his matzav is. If he's capable of being oimi b'nisoyin, so then by not doing it, you're showing from your actions, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't know what I'm doing. So memeila, so that's a gevaldika avla. But if a person feels that he's not capable of controlling his ratzoinis, so by doing it in front of everybody, it's a gevaldike chilul Hashem. So then, the eitza is, he should go someplace else where no one knows him. That what he's doing it is he can't help himself. And then al kaponim, by going an amokim seisa, he will not be mechalul shem shemayim.
And the kasha we had asked, how Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of being mekayim solocho, since Samparino is such an oven that breaks a patish, I was informed that there are different oifanim how to bang on Samparino. If it is not banged properly, so then the patish will break. But if it is banged at certain angles, then the patish is bekoyach to break the Samparino, and that was the case of Psolocho.